Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
Now it's time for What the Florida? Because the Sunshine State does not have the brightest criminals.
And Jen is proud to bring you this news every week. She is a proud Floridian hailing from the mean streets of Tampa.
St. Petersburg.
Same.
There's a St. Petersburg story in today's What the Florida.
Yay! Jen's neighbor's making an appearance.
So you can ultra make fun of me. All right, this one I call See You Later, Alligator. You have heard of people dumping animals that they can't care for, which is terrible. We can all agree, right? Mm-hmm. But this story out of Jupiter, Florida, takes the top prize for craziest ever. Joshua James, this kind of sounds criminal-like, doesn't it? Joshua James was driving through a Wendy's restaurant in Palm Beach County at about 1:30 a.m., paid for his drink order, and then when the employee turned her back to get his change, James threw a live alligator through the drive-thru window. He quickly drove away. Now, the incident was caught on surveillance video. The live alligator was about 3.5 feet long and clearly mad.
Yeah. Wendy's added vanilla Frosties. Like, I've been mad about that since it happened. Like, a Frosty is a chocolate drink. If I had an alligator and I was particularly enraged about the Frosty situation, I would throw the alligator.
Okay. Well, the alligator also mad about Frosties and about being thrown through the window. So the freaked out employee, poor thing, she had to jump out of the window to escape the alligator. So she shoves herself back through the drive-thru window. Now, James was arrested. He was charged with assault with a deadly weapon and illegal possession of an alligator. And when he said he and his buddies were just trying to pull off a funny prank. And this was his direct quote to the police.
We're just outdoors kind of people, and just anything we find, we kind of like catch. You know, snakes, lizards, anything. And we just saw an alligator, so we caught it, and we're hanging out with it. And like I said, ideas start popping, and one thing led to another.
What the Florida? Wow. Now we head on over to define the word emergency, because an emergency means different things to different people. So we're traveling to my hometown, the west coast of Florida, beautiful St. Petersburg. And here is where you meet Jennifer Sue. Jennifer Sue.
Jenna Sue.
Jennifer Sue Sunday is her real name.
Are you serious?
She's a Jennifer, so we may be Ken.
Jennifer Sue Sunday.
Sue Sunday was having a bit of an emergency. You see, 54-year-old Jennifer Sue decided she needed help in a hurry. So she called 911 to request the paramedics. They quickly rushed to her home, and upon arrival, Jennifer Sue told the EMTs her emergency. She needed a beer.
No.
Yes.
So they left.
Brew me. Jenna Sue. Brew me. Bro.
Oh, no.
And then a few hours later, Jennifer Sue called 911 again, and she said she had a real emergency this time. She needed the paramedics. And when they arrived, Jennifer Sue said she needed a beer.
Brew me! Brew Jennifer Sue!
Paramedics found Jennifer Sue was clearly drunk, so maybe she didn't need a beer. Maybe she needed another beer. She was arrested for misusing 911. What the Florida, Jennifer Sue?
Jennifer Sue!
You're just kind of setting your kid up for failure when you name her Jennifer Sue, right?
Jennifer Sue
Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. This picture's got some.
Mm. And finally, let's go to the beautiful avenues inside a trailer park in Panama City for this Florida.
Oh, this one's going to be good.
Meet 59-year-old Citro Sanchez. He looks a lot like Santa Claus. So much so that the kids and neighbors all call him Santa. He was chubby,
white hair everywhere, big beard.
But did he bring joy to all the good girls and boys?
Oh, no, no, no.
No, 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 he didn't.
No, 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 no.
This Santa Claus gave gifts of underwear to his female next-door neighbor when he repeatedly broke in to her house. Yeah, he did this several times a day for 3 months without getting caught.
Wait, what?
You know the song, he sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. No. Brings a whole new meaning. So here comes Santa Claus.
Christmas just got creepy.
He would leave the underwear, and then he would include notes about watching her.
No.
Yeah. Is it her underwear that he was stealing and then bringing back?
No, he was buying new ones for her.
Even better.
Brand new.
Wow, how thoughtful of him.
Brand new, and he was leaving them everywhere. He was leaving them on her front porch. He was leaving them on her car, and he was leaving them inside her house when he would break in.
Where you guys see crime, I see opportunity, and I'm currently registering the website, sannyspanties.com.
And
the ho, ho, ho never stops if you're wearing Sanny's panties.
This poor woman finally had some, figured out who Santa Claus was when her boyfriend caught Santa in their kitchen.
Oh, did he grab him by the sack?
Mr. Santa Sanchez has now been convicted on 3 counts of burglary, 1 count of aggravated stalking, and he faces up to 40 years in prison.
Send your woman a subscription to Sanny's Panties. 3 new pairs of underwear every single month for 1 entire year. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Sanny's Panties, 1-800-SANNY-PANTYHO.
Let's leave the gift giving to the real Santa Claus. What the Florida?
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.